Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone today. We're live today on the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. How is everyone doing today? How's everyone doing today? I hope you are doing just fine today. Glad to have you here today on the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. Well, our message today, basically specifically, is coming from Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly to the throne of God that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. That's Hebrews 4:16. And I will repeat Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly to the throne of God that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. Well, now, let's see. Let us come boldly, throne of God. Boldly means come on. Now, boldly does not mean half step. Boldly does not mean take your time. Boldly means come on, let's go to the throne of God. See. God would have never told you to come boldly if he didn't have the power. See, God has all power. God has all, he has all power in his hands. There Matthew's 28-18. And Jesus came and told his disciples, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. Now he tells you there, I have all powers in my hand. So then if God has all power in his hand, why wouldn't you come boldly to the throne of God? When it say boldly, that means go. Boldly means go to the throne of God. Okay, now, one another thing it means is that if God says, come boldly, why are you taking your time when God owns everything? Why are you taking your time? Boldly means I own everything. I own everything. So come on to the throne of God. Come boldly. You see, basically and specifically, it's telling you right there, don't be playing around. Don't be half-stepping when you come to the throne of God. Don't be playing around with God. You know, no matter what's going on in your life right now today, no matter what has taken place in your life today, don't you think that God won't make a way? He will make a way. God will make a way out of no way. He will make a way out of no way. But you'll have to reach out to God. You see, your faith will make it work. You step one direction. You take one step. God will take the next step. Faith without works is dead. God, you don't expect God to do all the work, do you? You don't expect God to do all the work. Okay, now, then it says, let us come boldly to the throne of God that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. See, that when you come boldly. There's gonna be a time in life when you really need God. In the time of need. See, God is a very present help in a time of trouble. He's a refugee. A very present help in the time of trouble. That what this means is that if when life is going bad, God is still there working with you in the hardest times. God is still there working with you in the hardest time. He's a refugee, a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a refugee. You know, God is a refugee. Okay, now in life. Let's talk about Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:8. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Basically, that's what they're telling you there is you're not strong enough to stand up against the devil. You're not strong enough to stand up against the devil. He'll eat you alive. He'll sift you like wheat, like he wanted to do to Jesus' disciples. He wanted to sift them like wheat, but Jesus told his disciples that I'm praying for you. You know, now, we wrestle against all the flesh principalities in high places. Basically, what that's telling you is you're wrestling against demons. You're wrestling against Satan's army. And you no match to do it by yourself. So that's why you must put on the full armor of God. You must put on the full armor of God. You know, basically what I'm telling you is that there is no other help. We know there's no other help that we know but God. There's no other help